A new joint commission formed by Peoria's city and county government aims to address structural racism in the community.
We know that there are gaps and there are inequities when you compare African Americans with others within our city.
That's the head of the new commission, Peoria City Councilmember Rita Ali. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Thursday, September 3rd, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. A new regional essential skills pilot program seeks to get prospective employees ready to enter the workplace. Tim Shelley explains.
The Greater Peoria Essential Abilities and Knowledge, or GPEAK, program seeks to certify people on 10 general attributes outlined by the state as needed for a successful career. Don Schaefer, Senior Vice President at PNC Bank and a member of the Regional Workforce Alliance, said the program was created after talking to businesses about the reasons they let employees go.
Businesses often cited a lack of responsibility, communication, and teamwork as the reason an employee was not retained. And we set out to address the essential skills issue based on those comments.
The full program is set to launch in January, said ICC President Dr. Sheila Quirk-Bailey.
This would provide a common platform where employers would know that these skills have been demonstrated, whether it's someone coming out of high school, whether it's someone who's made a career change, or whether it's someone earning a first credential.
GPEAK will also offer mentors, says Dawn Kelso, the Workforce Equity Project Director at ICC.
The GPEAK mentors will work closely with the participants, provide guidance on the GPEAK resources, and submit final assessments.
I'm Tim Shelley.
Peoria's CEO Council, Greater Peoria Economic Development Council, Illinois Community College Board, Jobs for the Future, and the Northern Illinois University Education System Center also contributed to GPEAK. Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. A Peoria County man in his 90s is the Tri-County area's latest COVID-19-related death. He was not a resident of a long-term care facility. The region's death toll now stands at 51. Local health officials reported 55 new confirmed COVID-19 cases Wednesday. Bradley University is holding off on adopting a University of Illinois COVID-19 test recently approved by the FDA. And authorities believe a house fire just north of Peoria yesterday was intentionally set. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The City of Peoria and Peoria County are forming a joint commission on racial justice and equity. City Councilmember Rita Ali, who recently announced her mayoral candidacy, tells WCBU's Joe Deacon how the commission will address structural racism in government and across the community.
We know that there are gaps and there are inequities when you compare African Americans with others within our city. There's gaps in the area of quality housing. There's inequities within health and human services, within the justice system, of course, economic development and jobs. Within all these different areas that we plan to focus on, mobility and transportation, information technology, you know, the digital divide.
Looking over the commission's charter, there's a mission, a vision, and a list of goals. Could you summarize those and identify a primary purpose?
So we want to actually put a collective impact model in place so that we can begin to study the problems, identify where there's barriers, gaps, and inequities, and then begin to address these. Years ago, I think about 3 years ago, we had these community conversations on race. And it was after that 24/7 Wall Street report said that Peoria is one of the worst places for African Americans to live. So people came together, hundreds of people actually, of all different races and ages, to discuss these problems. And they began to identify potential solutions. They shared from their heart. They were getting to know one another and trying to put together some action plans. But over time, it just fizzled. It fizzled because there was no real structure in place for the work to get done. And so we're going to recapture those thoughts and ideas, those recommendations in this process.
How do you go about achieving those goals? What actions will be taken beyond just discussion?
Yeah, so one, we're going to be driven by data. Each of the subgroups, work groups, I'll call them subcommittees, of the commission will receive data that will identify the gaps and the inequities as it relates to race. So this commission is going to not just look at those problems, but identify some programs, identify resources to address problems.
Making real progress with racial equity is going to require a major diverse effort. What are the plans for getting broad community input?
The commission is going to be co-chaired with diversity. It's going to be diverse in terms of race and ethnicity and gender and all those elements, but it's also going to be co-chaired by people of different races. And each of the committees will be the same. Each of the chairs will be trained as facilitators for leading discussions related to racial justice and equity because it's a sensitive topic. So we're going to have professional training and certification. They're also going to receive training in implicit bias and racial justice by professional educators in this area. So that's important for me to say because people need a foundation in order to do the work. They need a lens for equity. So we're going to create that.
That's Peoria City Council member Rita Ali talking with WCBU's Joe Deacon. Find more of their conversation at WCBU.org. Before we let you go, tonight at 8, it's Ferris Bueller's Day Off for Movies on the Plaza at the Peoria Riverfront Museum. And Whisper and Shout Open Mic for Poetry is happening also tonight at 8 at the Contemporary Arts Center. These events are enforcing social distancing, and masks are required. Find more at their websites. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.